Hello and welcome to A Mighty Practice, a podcast about how to identify and overcome your creative roadblocks. I'm your host, artist and coach, Christine Garvey. In each episode, I'll share challenges I've encountered in my own creative practice over the last 15 years and techniques I've developed to work through them. If you're feeling blocked, frustrated, or overwhelmed in your creative work and you don't know where to go, you are not alone, my friends, and you're in the right place. Hello, happy Friday. Welcome to A Mighty Practice. Christine here, and I'm hanging in there. It's a nice winter here in Austin. I got some new things happening in the studio, which was rough to get going, but I am moving now and it's exciting. And I am talking to my coaching cohort, my winter coaching cohort, about play and the beginning stages of making things. And so many interesting things have come up in that conversation that I wanted to do a whole podcast episode that was just about how to start making things, how to play. This is what I call the beginning stage of making things in the creative process, is the play stage. So I'm going to talk about that here today. I'm going to answer some common questions around play that hopefully connect with where you're at. But a couple of notes before we get started. If you are a workshop member, there are new podcasts that are just for you guys. We just did one on cultivating trust, which is so great. I've been thinking about that a lot. And we have one coming up on getting feedback, because for our workshop members, you're going to have this awesome feedback Friday session that's coming up in March. So keep an eye out on your emails for that. And our coaching program, so if you're ready for a more intense experience around these ideas and more hands-on, then our coaching program is actually going to have an April session. And that, to get on the early bird waitlist for that, to get the early bird rate, you can go to amightypractice.com/coaching. So if you connect with some of the questions that come up here today and you want some more help in developing and thinking about them, come on down to our coaching program. And it's been so great this winter. My group is awesome. Okay. Let's talk about play. So the title of today's episode is how to start making things. And it's amazing that this is actually a really big question for a lot of blocked creative people. If you are listening, you might be blocked. I get blocked all the time, super common. And this idea of how to start, so how we move from being in our heads, from that preparation stage to the stage of action, to the stage of inquiry, to the stage of freely investigating new ideas, starting something new. This is what I identify as the play stage. And a lot of things can make it hard to get into the play stage. Maybe you had a habit of making things and then, you know, you went on vacation or you moved or you had a kid or you had a job change and you lost that habit. Then it's hard to get back into it. Maybe you've made a whole bunch of work and then you just are totally exhausted and you don't know how to get back into making things again after that break. Maybe you don't know what interests you anymore. Maybe you've been making work that looks a certain way and you want to make a change and you don't know how to do that. So there's lots of reasons why it might be hard to start. And I want to offer you some strategies or like things to consider that can help you go from just preparing and pondering and to actually allow yourself to initiate and move into from the clear stage to the play stage. So again, if you're new to these concepts, go check out Developing a Creative Process, and I explain the five stages of the creative process that I teach. So the play stage is the second stage of that process. What we're going to talk about: what is the play stage? So how do I identify it? What should I be doing in the play stage? This is a common question that people ask. And I was like, you know what? We gotta talk about this. So it feels more clear. Like, what should I be doing at play? And then how do I create focus in the play stage? So sometimes people feel really scattered in this stage and it's overwhelming. So how do I create some intention at the play stage? And then how do I know when my play stage is over? Okay, and I will talk about that. So let's get into it and see where we land. Okay. First question, what is the play stage? So this is the stage that is, again, about initiation and action of you exploring your ideas. It is about testing and experimenting, following your curiosity without evaluating the end results. That last part is the most key part. So we have a tendency as creatives to slip into the evaluation stage very quickly. Is this good? Is this bad? Is this worth my time? Is this not worth my time? Is this worthy? Is this not worthy? And then we spiral and then we shut down. So the reason why I have identified this whole stage of the creative process is it's where you allow yourself to express, to explore, and you do not evaluate what you have done. Right? You put that evaluation to much later when you have developed a lot more trust and developed your ideas a bit more, and then they're ready for you to dig in and maybe have some new insights. Okay, so think about the play stage as almost like the way you treat your sketchbook. Right? Your sketchbook is this really fun, free place because you don't have expectations of it to be anything profound. It is where you can be your most free and authentic self in your sketchbook because you're just letting yourself follow curiosity, have fun, doodle, enjoy, express random thoughts, whatever it is. So that feeling of openness and freeness and inquiry, that's the feeling that you want to tap into in your play stage. Okay, so what can that look like? Like, what are some of the things that you could be doing at your play stage? Because this is a big question that people ask. They're like, what should I be doing at this stage? I don't even know how to cultivate it because I don't know what actions I should be taking at this stage. And my kind of idea around that is that every artist has a specific play strategy. This is how you as an individual naturally like to explore new ideas. And if that doesn't click immediately and you're like, I have no fucking clue what my play strategy is, I don't blame you because most of our education has really beaten that out of us, you know, like, because you might have had a way that you naturally liked to investigate something, whether it was drawing or collaging or singing or collaborating with people. And then you went to school and they said, no, you have to sit in your seat and you have to explore ideas like this, and this is good and this is bad. And so any natural tendency that you might have had to get your thoughts out was really kind of put in that mold of how people in school expected you to do things, or maybe it was your family structure. So if you're out of touch with that, that is completely normal for Black creatives. And we have to get back in touch with that, of how you naturally like to play. What is your play strategy? I go deeper into this concept for my workshop members in the course, How to Experiment. So if you want to dig into that, go and take that course, or again, come into the coaching program and I will talk you through your play strategies. But here are some examples of play strategies that people have that I think are really common. And I'll talk about mine too. Collage. Are you somebody who likes to cut things up and move them around and, you know, put things together? Is there something fulfilling and satisfying there? Are you a collaborator? Are you somebody who gets a thrill, a creative thrill from exchange? That might be your play strategy. I have somebody who, like, his whole work is around texting friends and taking that work, that information back from friends and making things out of it. Are you a recorder? Are you somebody who likes to sit and watch the world around you in a coffee shop and make notes and make up stories, right? And observe. Are you a collector? Are you somebody who likes to go out in the world and seek and collect and bring things in? You can do that in lots of different ways. I have one student that she does that through making charcoal rubbings of things. That's her play strategy. She goes out and she, you know, makes charcoal rubbings of things in her environment and in her city. That's play. Are you an imitator? Actors are imitators. Singers are often imitators. Do you like to do impersonations and, or move in your body or make certain sounds? I have somebody who the whole way that they play is through filming themselves moving around and making these strange little videos of themselves moving. Okay, so these are just examples of ways that you can play. And I have two key play strategies that I will talk about. One of them is collage, and one of them is drawing from observation. So I would say it's a recording play strategy. So for me, recently, I had been doing a lot of drawings. I hit my wall. You know, I went through the whole process. I was feeling kind of stuck. And I needed to kind of begin again. And I did not know what I wanted to do. But I was like, all right, I am a collager. I feel most connected when I'm collaging. I feel the least amount of friction when I'm collaging. So here I am. I have this strategy. What is it I want to experience? And I sat down. I said, I want to put my hands in clay. I want to feel something squishy, tactile, tangible. I want to move it around. I want to make shapes. And so I started working with self-drawing clay and, you know, other materials and making things and then collaging out of those things that I made. Okay. So I thought, what is the experience I want to have right now? What am I curious about? What am I excited about? What would feel good? And also, how do I like to play? That's the strategy part. Okay. So what kind of experience do you want to be in touch with? How do you like to express that experience? What's your strategy? Another example, at the beginning of the pandemic, which I talked about here, I was feeling, that repetition of every day and wanting to find difference in that repetition of every day. So I reached for my recording strategy. I sat down. I started drawing myself from observation, drawing self-portraits, doing that again and again, experimenting with different ways to render. And that felt really free and fun and liberating, right? I thought about the experience. I thought about the strategy. Now, the other piece of this, right, is like to not consider the end result. So oftentimes your play is like you make it, you set it aside, right? You are intentionally not evaluating because this stage is about self-knowledge. It is about trust. It's about letting yourself cultivate space of the unknown. And if you do not create room for this, you will always be landing on the same answer. You will start repeating yourself because you will start drilling in that you have to make work a certain way. It has to look a certain way, right? It has to behave like this, and you will not allow the work that's in you to come out. So the play stage has to be, if you notice that you critique your work really quickly and easily, create boundaries so that you don't do that. Put the work aside so maybe you don't see it. Whatever it is that you can create the space of trust and action. Here's the other piece. Give yourself a container. So sometimes when it feels too free, and this is that question around focus, it feels too free and wobbly and you're like, I just can't be in my studio all day just wandering around and like, doing some like frilly exploration, right? I feel very anxious in that state. Give yourself a container, give yourself 20 minutes and say, in this 20 minutes, I'm going to think about the strategy, ways I naturally like to play. And I'm going to think about what do I want to experience? Where am I experiencing the least amount of friction? What would feel fun and curious and interesting to do? And I'm going to do that in 20 minutes. And then I'm going to set it aside. I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to evaluate the results. Okay. That is what the play stage can look like, can feel like. Yeah. Giving you a picture. All right. So that's the first piece of it, is like some ways that it can look like and what is the focus of that stage. That's this next question. So somebody asked me recently, like, what is the goal of my play stage? And I would say that is a really tricky question. I would watch that question. Because if you are arriving at a stage or you're doing anything in your creative process and you're like, you're very focused on getting a particular result, reaching a particular goal, then oftentimes you're not creating the space of permission that you need to cultivate at that time. Now, this doesn't mean that we don't have any goals or any objectives in whatever we're doing, but remember, the whole point of the creative process is that you have these intentions at each stage, and those intentions are, you know, specific to that stage, but they're giving you a lot of permission in that stage versus focusing on getting a particular result. So the intention of the play stage is, like I just said, it's about following your curiosity. It's about not evaluating the results. It's about exploring your ideas in a container in that 20 minutes and then setting it aside. Are you collaging in that 20 minutes, setting it aside? Are you imitating and recording yourself doing an impersonation and setting it aside? Are you writing a story of something you're observing on your seat and then setting it aside? Write anything to allow yourself to initiate, cultivate trust, and move forward. That's the play stage. Okay, you with me so far? I hope you're saying yes. Okay. So that's the feeling. Now, another question that I get is, how do I know when the play stage is over? And again, this is another tricky question, right? Because this is intentionally a very uncomfortable space. We do not want to know ourselves. We do not want to give ourselves permission to make wacky things and feel okay about it, right? We are creatures of rules. We are creatures that have a hard time being vulnerable and letting ourselves do something new. So if you feel anxious here, if it feels uncomfortable, A, that's totally normal, but B, you have to allow yourself to experience that discomfort of not getting the result right away, of trying something new, of not having the answer, of being in that weird little ambiguous bubble. Get comfortable there. Like, spend some time there. If you are saying to me, when is this over? I'm ready to be done with it. Then that means that you are not giving yourself permission to be there. And you likely are trying to rush it, and you need to spend a little bit more time there. You need to spend a little bit more time not knowing the answer to your project. Not knowing, like, not picking one direction. You're staying in open mode, if you've heard me talk about that before. Okay. Once you have spent some time there and you're giving yourself permission to be there and you're allowing yourself to make some things, make some observations, collages, notes, sculptures, whatever, a thrill will start to arrive. You will say, huh, that's new. Or, oh my gosh, what if I investigated that? That would be so exciting. There's something interesting there, right? You feel an expansive feeling, an opening feeling. And that's how you know there is a direction that is new and interesting and connected to you that you want to go and explore. And that's the idea that you go deeper into, right? So there's that feeling of like an opening is coming that's new, has a creative thrill of some kind, and you're going to go follow that into the fuel, generate, reflect stage. Okay. Say you are somebody who struggles at this stage. So in the sense that you are really good at experimenting and trying lots of things and making, but you have a lot of trouble picking a direction to go in. So you're somebody who kind of spins at the play stage and you spend a lot of time there, but you do not know how to move forward. You do not know how to pick an idea that is exciting to you and just commit to it. If you are in that category of folks, you have to practice committing. So pick an idea that is interesting to you and allow yourself to commit and move forward and take it into its next iteration. Okay. So for example, I was working recently and I was making those kind of squishy sculptures, which I talked about, and I was collaging them together and that started to feel fun. And then I started to make different body parts and that was really fun. And then I started making these hands and that was really fun. And then I was like, well, what if I did the hands like this? And I made, you know, a particular weird sculpture with hands and fingernails. And I was like, this is the direction. I'm going to move in this direction. And then I allowed myself to continue making those things in a deeper, more repetitive way to take me into the next stage of making. So sometimes it's just picking one idea and the conviction you give to that idea and your commitment to that idea, that is also thrilling and that can also be fruitful to you. So if you struggle with that, allow yourself to trust, practice committing, and move forward, right? And like take yourself through the process to see where it leads. All right. So that is a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to let that stuff marinate. Again, come and take the How to Experiment class for my workshop members, and you can get some more reflection and resources around this topic. But a quick review. What is the play stage? How do I start making things again? This is where I enter and create space for the play stage. The play stage is about testing and experimenting without a concern for the end result. It is about moving from ideation to initiation to action. That's play. What should I be doing in the play stage? Follow your play strategy. How do you like to naturally explore ideas? Do you collage? Do you record? Do you dance? Do you go out and collect weird things on your block? Wherever you feel the least amount of friction, the most amount of curiosity, go there. What is it you want to experience right now? And use a strategy to help you contain whatever comes up when you ask yourself that question. How do I create focus in the play stage? Use that timer. Don't focus on a result, but use the container of time. So use your 20 minutes and say when the 20 minutes is up, that is how I'm evaluating. I'm saying the timer is off, now I'm moving forward versus is this good, is this bad? Use the timer to move yourself forward and make things into units that feel more contained. And then lastly, how do I know when my play stage is over? Do you feel anxious? If you feel anxious to be done, you need to spend more time there. I'm sorry. I know it's annoying, but it's true. So you should feel, once you have done that, right? The feeling is expansive. The feeling is not impatient, frustrated, I need to be done. It's, oh, this is interesting. This is the thing I want to follow. This is the rising thrill that's pulling me in a specific direction. What is the rising thrill you're feeling? Can you commit to that? Can you move with it? Practice trusting, because that is the key to developing your creative process. All right, guys, check out that class for my workshop members, and then come on down if you want to talk about your play strategy with me to our coaching program in early April at mightypractice.com/coaching. Get that early bird special. And then, hey, if you just want to ask me a question and you just want to propose a potential podcast topic that you're like, I really want you to talk about this, help me, please. Go to amightypractice.com/feedback and you can submit your feedback or suggestions there. I'd love to hear from you. All right. Thanks for listening. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys. If you want to dig deeper into some of the ideas we talked about here today, you have to come check out my new school for artists at amightypractice.com. We offer classes and coaching to give artists of all levels what they need to get started and stay motivated in their creative work. Find out more by going to amightypractice.com or stay in touch with what we're doing by signing up for our bi-weekly newsletter. Thanks, y'all.